This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hello, America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/FirstYear15 for promotional details.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Hey guys, welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. That's Perez. What's going on?
I'm in a good mood because I did a little bit of therapy through the arts, healing with Cirque du Soleil. I took my kids and my mom, which is a real treat because, you know, now that she's older, my mom just doesn't like going out as much as she used to. We went to go see Volta here in Los Angeles, and I loved it. I love Cirque du Soleil, and this is one of the best Cirque shows I've ever seen. So if you get a chance to check it out, they're in LA, I think all of February through early March. So check it out. In a good mood because I don't really have anything. Oh, the Oscars are this weekend, so that should be fun. I'm doing Good Morning Britain's Oscars special again this year, so I'm looking forward to that. And that's about it. I mean, I still am not 100% back to normal, but I'm doing my best job. You got to show up and do what you can. Mm-hmm. How are you?
I'm good. Have you watched any of the Oscar movies yet? I'm sure the answer is no.
Not a single one.
That's good. I watched The Joker this past weekend. I hated it.
Oh, wow.
It was so dark. It was so gruesome. I didn't expect it to be fun. Joaquin Phoenix is phenomenal. He's going to win every award. I'm sure he's probably won every award that he's been nominated for. He's brilliant. But as the movie goes, I guess it works, but it just wasn't really for me. It's a little too dark and very disturbing movie.
I mean,
I guess well done.
The Dark Knight was really dark too.
No. This is more real, much more gritty, and I love The Dark Knight. That's a dark movie. I'll give you that. Dark movie. Loved it. This is so dark, I didn't like it. Good performances, just not my favorite movie.
No happy ending.
When I stood up in the living room, I watched with a bunch of people and I was like, well, that was a real feel-good number. And everyone just laughed. They're like, yeah, that was quite the bummer.
Yeah, I don't understand this new trend of movies about villains because they're not the hero. Like, they're the villain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. Like, even Venom.
Right.
There was a Venom movie. Did you see that?
No.
I didn't see that either, but I don't, or like Suicide Squad, you know, they're all villains. I don't understand this new trend.
I'm looking forward to Ford versus Ferrari. I got a screener for that, so I'll watch that this weekend. That looks really good.
Well, let's talk about my wheelhouse, music. Justin Bieber, I would just say, I am not sure that this comeback of his is as big as he would have liked. Or I don't know how massive it's going to be. Yummy did not do as well as he would have liked. Mm-mm. And then he released another song after that, which I don't know. You might know. I don't think it's the second single, but it's another song. It's called Get Me with Kehlani. Have you heard it?
No.
You haven't even heard it?
Nope.
Wow.
Didn't even know it was out. I knew that the remix of Yummy, that came out today with What's-Her-Nuts. But
with who?
What's her name? Summer Walker.
I actually like her album. I have it. Anyways, yeah, that's surprising. Yeah, it's not that good. I was a little underwhelmed by it. We'll see. He's going to be playing stadiums. I'm going to call. He may end up canceling that tour. Like, I honestly don't. I don't even know if Bieber could sell out an arena tour right now. Maybe he could, but it'll be real interesting to see what happens. I think it might get canceled or downsized or something, but I don't know. A Vegas residency would have been good for him, but I get it. I mean, I don't get it. It's just perception. Like, you can make just as much money probably doing a Vegas residency as going on the road.
Yeah, I think this whole era started off on a bad note when he begged for all of those people to whatever it was, and they didn't like something. I forget what it was.
Everything. But listen to it, blah, 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 blah.
None of it really has worked.
Nothing. Ugh. Mm-mm. Well, Selena Gomez revealed in an interview that during her relationship with Justin Bieber, that she was a victim of emotional abuse. She says, I had to find a way to understand it as an adult, and I had to understand the choices I was making. As much as I definitely don't want to spend the rest of my life talking about this, I am really proud that I can say I feel the strongest I've ever felt, and I found a way to just walk through it with as much grace as possible. Speaking of being a victim of abuse, this was really a bummer. Jessica Simpson, but you know what? She's overcome it now and through the other side. It took a long time. Jessica Simpson revealed that when she was young, she was the victim of sexual abuse at the hands of a girl that was a friend of the family. And she also revealed that for the last decade, she'd been abusing alcohol and pills to the point of it becoming a problem. But she stopped 2 years ago, so she's now 2 years sober. And she revealed that during an infamous Ellen DeGeneres show appearance back in 2017, that she was drunk during that interview, which we spoke about on the podcast.
I recall.
And you just said she was nervous.
No, I didn't.
You did too. No, I
listened to the clip.
I did listen to the clip.
The clip says it sounds like someone that had a couple of drinks, and then you said, or pills. What you tweeted out was completely erroneous. Listen to the clip. It's not. I didn't say she was nervous.
You did too.
I said it was part of my explanation that she gets nervous in those situations and maybe had a couple is what I said. But what you tweeted out was completely wrong. Listen to your own clip. I love how he says things like, my partner went wrong. No, we were kind of simpatico in our thoughts. I was more of maybe covering all of the bases. Maybe I played it a little safer than you, but I definitely wasn't wrong.
Did y'all see the interview on Ellen with Jessica Simpson? I have to have your thoughts, Perez.
She was doing shtick, but it was different this time because the way she was behaving, the way she was talking, the timbre of her voice, to me, she was either on pills or had one too many cocktails before getting on that stage.
I think what it is with her is that she gets uncomfortable doing that stuff. She gets a few in her. She doesn't realize how they affect her. Then she goes out and tries to be that character. And then with the booze, when you mix the character and that together, you get that. And it's very scary to watch.
But I don't even think it was booze. I think it was pills.
You think it's pills?
Yeah, huh? I think it's the housewives.
Oh God, I hate to say
the
that.
The housewives diet.
Anyways, she also talks a lot about John Mayer in her upcoming tell-all. I think she talks about John Mayer more so even than her ex-husband, Nick Lachey.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, based on all the press I've read before the book's release, she devotes a lot more time to him. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe it just means Nick Lachey is a good guy and they just, it ran its course. But I think she just pined for John Mayer in a way that was different because she never felt secure in that relationship. Like, they kept breaking up. She's like, she said that she got back together with him and broke up and got back together with him 9 times. Wow. And the whole time, she never felt she was smart enough to be with him. She was constantly questioning herself. And then the final straw for her, she claimed, was when he gave that interview where he called her sexual napalm. I'm like, that's the final straw? Oh.
I would love to be honest and comment on that, but I'm just going to park my thoughts on that.
Why?
I don't get it either, is what I'm saying.
Okay, why are you going to censor yourself?
I doubt it'll offend anybody in our audience, but words live forever.
Oh, wow. Hmm. Has our podcast turned a corner now?
No.
I don't get, just say what you want to say then.
I didn't think it was that big of a deal. That's what I wanted to say.
All right. Yeah, there you go. I didn't either. I said it.
I said, I'll just leave it at that. I never thought it was truly meant to be that hurtful. If it was that hurtful, why is it okay for you to now talk about it? It just seems like a double standard to me.
Well, she can talk about it. It's her truth. And she's selling books. Duh.
Right. And she's trying to sell books and she's exploiting that situation. And I don't think he ever intended on making her look bad, which I don't think it made her look bad. She was in a relationship with that guy and he said that sex with her was mind blowing. Big deal. I just never really thought it was that big of a deal. But, you know, if it is to her, that's great. That's her experience. But I never really understood that. That's all.
And they never, you know, I don't recall the intricacies of the interview, but I don't think he went into detail on their sexual relationship.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. You know, I was there the moment he said that. I have a whole backstory with John Mayer. I think I've told you, but we used to be friends and then we weren't friends. I think we talked about this on the podcast, but that's the day we kind of kissed and made up. And I was waiting outside of his house in, not Calabasas.
Sexual napalm day?
I was interviewing him for this Letterman series. Letterman contacted me to do this like live after Letterman. It was like music acts. I don't know if they made a CD out of it. I forget what it was exactly, but this is about 10 years ago. And they wanted me to go to his house and interview him that day. And he was already doing press because he was about to drop a new album. And in before me was the writer for Playboy. Oh. And it was a woman that wrote that article. So he had given that interview. He had to have a talk with me because we had something between us from years prior. And he didn't really apologize, but he was like, look, that was a long time ago. And, you know, are we good? I'm like, yeah, we're good. It's cool.
No. What happened?
I can't. Here's why. How can I tell this story without, I don't want to hurt somebody else. Put it that way. It has nothing.
Did he make the moves on somebody you were dating?
I'll let you draw your own conclusions.
Did you have a threesome with John Mayer?
No. For the record, I've never had a threesome with a man in the room. Okay. Just say that. Other than me. All right. No, but something, I'll just say this. Something did go down between us. And, you know, look, I could tell the story. You're right. I could easily, it's my story. It's my truth.
Yes.
I can tell my story. However, there's another person involved, and I know the person would probably not appreciate me telling the story.
But you wouldn't know. We wouldn't know who the other person is.
That's true, but you may be able to figure it out. But listen, you've already connected the dots. You've already got the gist.
International
of it,
okay? So, man of mystery, Chris Booker.
Yeah, amen to that. It was a good one, though. But I was there that day when that happened, so that story broke soon after, and I just kind of got a snicker.
Wow. That was a good one.
Thanks.
Also, speaking of tell-alls, a different kind of tell-all, Taylor Swift's documentary, Miss Americana, came out, and I got a little shout-out.
I loved the shout-out. I did not know it was happening because you were kind of out of the country and you weren't in whore mode yet. So I saw it organically and I was organically happy for you. I thought it was great.
Yeah, it was much better than when I was included in the Reputation tour, when she had somebody recreate an audio from one of my YouTube videos where I said something along the lines of Taylor Swift got me suspended or something like that. Somebody leaked the track listing, like a photo of the back of the CD.
Oh, yeah. You told this story. You told us this. Yeah.
And I tweeted the photo that some worker at some factory or whatever uploaded of the back of the CD. And first of all, that's not legally accurate. That worker, that's their copyright. It's not Taylor Swift's copyright. So First of all, I should have filed a counterclaim being like they filed the whatever. Anyways, that's old news. All I'm saying.
You're still mad about it.
I'm not mad about it. No.
You're just on the right side of the law in this one.
I'm just happy that this time around it was a more positive inclusion, because as I've said all along, you know, Taylor Swift is like family. You can have disagreements with family, but at the end of the day, family is still family, which also is why it was really sad and just awful to hear from Taylor that her mother has a brain tumor. Did she talk about that in the documentary, or was that just in an interview?
I think so. I missed the first like 20 minutes. And I think what Kellen had told me is I missed the eating disorder part and I missed maybe some family stuff. I caught a lot of like her making music, which I just love. Watching her put the verse together for Getaway Car is my favorite part of the whole documentary. All the other political stuff, I'm like, whatever, I couldn't care less. Her putting the music together is what like floated my boat. I thought it was great.
Well, isn't that the whole point of the documentary, her getting political?
If you care. I just didn't care. I didn't find that any of it was really groundbreaking. It, to me, I just thought, hey, this is a woman that has finally come into her own, educated herself to a point where she felt that she could speak intelligently on some of the matters that she cared about. And she did just that and used her platform, which I would have expected her to do. I think you do that once you grow up. You learn about things and then you care about things and then you spread the word. So I don't know. All I'm saying is I didn't find it groundbreaking at all.
Mm. Well, it's just another piece of content, you know. At the end of the day, you just got to keep pushing content out there.
She did use that quote I say all of the time about, I think celebrities are stunted at the age of when they got famous. And maybe people have said that before me, but I say it a lot. So I did hear that quote. I thought that was kind of interesting. And I wondered if someone's secretly listening to our show in that camp.
Well, she got famous at 15. Mm. So that's really, yeah.
I wouldn't say that she stunted at 15. I wouldn't go that far. I think she's a really smart, intelligent lady. So
yeah,
I just enjoyed hearing the quote that I often utter.
Yeah, that was interesting to hear about her eating disorder, or not. Well, her eating struggles maybe is a better way to describe it. Yeah. An update on Meghan and Harry. According to reports, they are going to be relocating to Los Angeles this summer.
They don't want any attention, but they're moving to LA. Well, good luck with
which
that.
Which is only surprising that it hasn't already happened, to be
You're
honest.
Right.
They're not even in Vancouver. They're in Vancouver Island, which is small. I mean, you got to also think, like, they are in their own little bubble, which is a really privileged thing to be in. They're just still, like, in their honeymoon phase. They've only been together for, what, 2.5 years, 2 years? I mean, I guess it's kind of nice that the honeymoon phase can last that long.
Mm-hmm.
Were you in the honeymoon phase for that long with your girlfriend?
I don't think so. I just kind of woke up one day and I'm like, you haven't left yet? Guess we're dating.
But also, according to reports, Prince Harry and Prince William have been working on mending their relationship. So the, quote, feud is reportedly over, which is a good thing.
All right.
Some more couples news from Meghan and Harry to Dog the Bounty Hunter, whom we spoke about on the podcast before after his late wife passed. Mm-hmm. And she asked him not to ever remarry. Well, on the Dr. Oz show, he proposed to his new girlfriend.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's kind of shocking to me.
Yeah.
But, you know, not really, because if you remember my rap on this, my whole rap was he's not being literal. He's just saying there's no place in my heart that will be filled by someone else other than you. He was saying that I will always cherish us, and that part of my heart will always be yours. That's what I took from it. I didn't take that he would never be with someone again. However, I am shocked that he's already proposed to someone so quickly. I am shocked about that.
I know. It's been, what, 4 months, 5 months? Not that long.
I don't even feel like it's been that long. I feel like we just had this conversation.
Beth Chapman. Let me see.
You're better at timing with this. Maybe
June.
Like 5 months.
June.
Yeah. So, you know, to put that statement out, what, end of July? Six months we're talking, yeah. Maybe? Wow.
And he's dating his late wife's former assistant and good friend.
No. Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
His kids are not happy about it at all.
No, I'm sure they're not. This is new mommy. New mommy sucks. New mommy was friends with old mommy. This sucks.
Well, they're not children. They're grown kids. They're all like
still,
18 and older.
I don't care. Still.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Some people would say she moved in too quickly, like made her move too quickly. But then others could argue that she gave him comfort and healing during a very difficult time. I don't know. It makes me think of Joe Biden's son who started dating his brother's widow after his brother passed away.
Yeah.
You know, people do crazy things normally. But if you're going through tragedy, then that you might even do crazier things.
Yeah, it amps it up. I agree with you there.
So yeah, that's crazy. That happened. Also, Lori Loughlin, an update on her. She is selling her Los Angeles mansion. Apparently, her legal bills are so big that she needs more money.
Wow.
But I think she might get away with it all. I think, you know, it's costing her an arm and a leg, but I think she's going to get off.
There's going to be some sort of plea deal because this is costing the people money too. So, yeah, I don't know. She's wearing them down, isn't she? She still must have something that we don't know because this has really went on for a long time.
Yeah, we shall see. Also, an update on Mama June. She, the reality TV star, was spotted pawning a lot of her personal items for cash. Oof. She needs some money too. Not for legal bills though. So,
you don't know that.
For other issues, I would imagine.
There you go.
Or substances or whatever.
You would imagine.
I would imagine. Yeah. Oh, sad. I randomly came across that other girl that you won't remember, but maybe some of our listeners do. I think the original show that Honey Boo Boo was on was called Toddlers and Tiaras. And
yes,
there was this other girl on there named Eden. And I randomly saw Eden on TikTok. And she looks like such a nice, normal girl. And I'm like, wow, she's... Her parents must be really thankful that things turned out the way they did for her when they could have turned out differently. Speaking of reality TV stars, from Mama June to Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, according to reports, Kim and Kanye are struggling in their marriage and have taken to seeing a sex therapist to help save their relationship. Bum, bum, bum. It doesn't help that they don't spend that much time together. Like, Kanye travels a lot for work.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're traveling a lot for work, that's a big strain on a relationship.
Yeah, that's a bummer, too, if you don't have that. You said if it's for sex and stuff. Like, if you don't have that sort of attraction, that's, like, the worst thing in a relationship to go through. If you don't have a sexual connection, God, what fun is it?
I don't know. We'll see what happens there. Also, people are criticizing Kylie Jenner for her very lavish second birthday party for her daughter, Stormy.
I heard about this one. Jesus.
I mean, whatever. She's a billionaire.
I said the same thing. If she wants to drop a cool meal on a birthday party for a kid that's not going to remember it, good for her. It's America. You're free to do that. I don't know why she would accept any of that criticism. These people are paying her constantly by supporting her and being on that Instagram where they are bitching. Okay? Don't follow her. If you don't like it, don't pay her any mind. And then she'll go away. Yeah. But she's not going to. Like, people don't get it.
Don't buy her lipstick.
Yeah, don't buy her crap, dummies.
Simple as that.
Right.
More couples news. Kim and Kanye are seeing a sex therapist, and Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel are also apparently in couples therapy. Seems like what happened in New Orleans really took a toll on their relationship. But they're still together, so I think I wouldn't be surprised if she gets pregnant. Second baby's coming soon. I'm going to predict that. I'm predicting that.
That's a solid prediction, because I bet they're really working on their marriage and maybe reconnecting. That's a solid play. Mark that on the calendar today, as a matter of fact. And we'll see where we are in 9 months. But I wouldn't be shocked. Wouldn't be shocked.
Also,
it's a good call.
Channing Tatum and Jessie J are back together. They took a little split. They broke up for about 2 months. And they are now back together.
They're getting married. You don't get back together after a breakup like that unless you plan on committing. And I think he has planned on committing. I think he said, okay, then we're going to get married. And I think they've said it and decided it. And we'll see if I'm right about that one.
Yeah, good. Good for them making it work. 50 Cent. I'm shocked he hasn't already broken this commitment yet, but we'll see how long this lasts. He says that in the wake of Kobe Bryant's passing, that he's going to stop feuding with people.
Okay. So no more fun Wendy Williams tweets?
No more Wendy Williams. No more Randall Emmett or anybody. I mean, he was feuding with so many people last year. It was a topic of conversation on the podcast regularly.
They were so fun, too. What am I going to do for entertainment now? He was such a good feuder.
Nah. Well, there's a couple of music feuds happening that, but not as entertaining. Mace, do you remember him from back in the day?
Mace went God Squad, didn't he?
Was that Mace or Nas?
Yeah. No, it was Mace for sure. He went God Squad. He was on Puffy's big song.
Yeah. Well, he made an offer. I'm shocked. Well, not shocked, but apparently he still makes good money because he offered Diddy $2 million for his publishing.
Really?
Yeah, because Diddy owns his publishing, all of it.
Huh.
And back in the day, he just got $20,000 for his publishing, or some really minimal amount like that. Mm-hmm. But Diddy, who was honored at the Grammys as their Person of the Year, I believe, like for the Music Cares Person of the Year, like that big awards thing the night before the Grammys. He gave this speech about being pro artists and supporting artists and blah, blah, blah. And Mace said, yo, if that's true, then let me buy my publishing back. And he says that he reached out privately to Diddy and Diddy wanted $50 million for it.
Wow. Jeez.
I doubt Mace's publishing is worth $50 million.
I doubt it's worth two.
I know.
But okay.
But he offered
okay.
that.
Well, I mean, that sounds like a good deal. I would take that $2 million and run.
Also, similarly, Khalees, remember her?
Sure. Doesn't she take all the milkshakes to the yard?
Yeah. She says that Pharrell and Chad Hugo, back when they used to be the Neptunes, the artists, and they were also producers, that they stole the profits from her first two albums. Like that they,
oh, no.
She didn't really pay attention to what she was signing.
That doesn't mean they stole them.
True.
Just because you're not paying attention doesn't mean they stole them. It just means that you may have given them away and you didn't need to.
Well, and she says she didn't realize it until years later that she had given them so much or agreed to this really shitty deal and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm. Heard the story a million times.
I know. It sucks. Also, oh, it pains me to say this because she really is everything to me. But Madonna continues to do things that I just cannot get behind. She is currently in London and has continued to cancel shows. I think by now the number is like close to 12 shows that she's canceled. Canceled, not even rescheduled. That is what I don't understand. Like, why doesn't she just make them up later this year?
Perez, she's not a young lady. I mean, she's getting older and, you know, maybe she's got, it could be as simple as like a knee problem or a hip and she just can't perform. It's too painful.
Well, it, no, I, no, no.
If she was 20, I would.
I get that. It is a knee injury, But all I'm saying is just reschedule the dates for later this year.
Well, maybe it's something that'll need to be rehabbed and she wants to have surgery. It could be a million things.
Well, that's a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, in more music news, the Jonas Brothers have announced that they are doing a Vegas residency. I actually think this is going to be one of the biggest residencies in Vegas for a while.
Yep. I agree with
you. It's going to do so well because the Jonas Brothers fans are now the prime Vegas demo. They're all girls in their 20s who want to go to Vegas and party and go see the Jonas Brothers. Genius.
Agreed. Couldn't agree with you more. I think that they've saved themselves going on tour. I think the tour would do exceedingly well.
Well, they did go on tour. They already did their tour.
To continue it and to hit more places or smaller markets even, I think that they could make a lot of money. But they want to do this and stay in one spot every night. God bless them. There's a lot of money in it for them. And like you said, I think a lot of people will go.
I think I'm going to go opening weekend.
Nice.
I'm trying to figure it out. Let me look at the calendar.
Hook a brother up. I'll come with you.
It's going to be April, the weekend of April 3rd. I just don't know because my sister's baby's due March 27th. I think that would be safe to say by then. I would think that a baby, if the baby's not born, and my sister, she hasn't given birth yet.
She'll induce. Yeah, like, by then, I would think.
By 3 or 4 days after.
I'll ask her.
Yeah, by 3 or 4 days after the due date. I think, I hope the baby isn't born April 1st, though. That would kind of suck to be born on April Fool's Day. We'll see. Might come early. Who knows? Anyways, congratulations to Pamela Anderson. She got married to iconic producer John Peters. Unfortunately, her marriage is no longer. 2 weeks after getting married, Pamela Anderson announced that she and John Peters have called it quits.
Didn't she say that she'd do no more like nudity things or something too? And didn't she just put out like some sort of pseudo naked spread the other day? I thought I saw her topless on something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. I think she's went back on that not posing and provocative ways, or I don't know. I feel like she said some horse shit that you told me on this show. Maybe I have that. I could have that wrong, but I feel like you told me something.
No. She became this anti-porn crusader. Definitely.
Yeah.
This is odd. Amy Schumer is living with her husband and her ex-boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
The ex-boyfriend needed a place to stay. So for like the last 2 months, he's been staying with Amy Schumer. Isn't that odd to you?
Very.
If you're that rich and she's there, it's not like she's not at the same place. Like they're all there. Mm-hmm. I just find that odd. Like just pay for him to have an Airbnb for a month or something.
Get him a hotel room.
Yeah. Or no, an Airbnb because that'd be cheaper.
But aren't they working together on something and that makes it a lot easier? Like he's there whenever she's got time to work. He can be there and work. I thought there was some sort of business connection between the two.
They used to work together. Yeah. He was a writer on her Comedy Central show.
No. I feel like they're working together on something now.
Oh.
I thought that I'd read that. Now, I could have that wrong too because I hear this stuff at like 5 o'clock in the morning and I can't remember. It's too early.
Oh, no, that's true. Yeah, you're right. They're working on her new Hulu show, Love, Beth.
There you go. Okay. I thought I'd read
that. All right. Well, that makes more sense then. All right. But still, it's still weird.
It's still weird. Don't get me wrong. It's still weird. But at least there's a valid reason I can at least understand.
Mm. There's been this big debate over the last couple of weeks I just wanted to chime in on. People saying that breakfast is not essential. And actually, Dr. Oz, the doctor and TV host, says that that's all been like a gimmick, that marketing has gotten us to believe that you need to eat breakfast, but he says it's okay to skip breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I never eat breakfast. Yeah.
I think I'm doing it right. I think you're supposed to get up, get moving, get your day going, and then have breakfast. Get into your day an hour and a half. Don't eat first thing. It weighs you down.
That makes sense. Yeah. I don't eat usually until 8 a.m. or something, but I usually get up at like 5 a.m. or something.
Do you graze in the morning? Because that's kind of what I've been doing lately. Like I'll have an apple first, then maybe an hour later I'll have oatmeal. And then like an hour later, I'll have like a deal of yogurt. And that's my breakfast.
I kind of do that. Okay. Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I feel that's working for me because weight seems to, I'm maintaining weight or even losing a little weight doing that.
There's also been a development. Apparently, there is a new proposed rule that would ban emotional support animals from airplanes.
Good. It's out of control. People and their fucking alpacas on planes now. It's ridiculous. There's dogs walking up and down the freaking aisles. It's like, you got to be kidding me. What is going on here?
I rarely see animals when I'm on planes.
Oh my God. Every flight I'm on, it's at least three dogs. And I don't mind if they're, you know, not misbehaving or anything. It's a little out of control though. Everybody needs their emotional support. It's just everyone's abusing the system. It's another thing. You go to the grocery store. People are bringing their dog in. Listen, if it's 100 degrees outside and you can't keep a dog in a car, well then I understand it, but keep your goddamn dog in a car. It'll be okay. It's 70 degrees out and it's illegal on top of it. You're not allowed to have animals in grocery stores. Okay. Unless you're like blind. That's the only way you're supposed to. These people and their fucking emotional support animals. It's out of control. I need my fucking cockatoo so I can go get a cantaloupe. Fuck off. Assholes. People are just assholes.
And then the people that work at the supermarket don't want drama, so they won't say anything probably.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't want to get into it. They make $8 an hour. Like, they need the hassle. And they're like, I'm not going to police this. I don't make enough to police this. So no one's policing anything. You know, another thing that drives me insane in L.A., everyone has a fucking handicap placard. And I saw one yesterday. It was like a, what was the car? Like a sports car, really low to the ground. And I'm thinking, well, I don't know. The person could have some sort of injury or spinal or whatever. You know, then I see some girl, young, going on her way to yoga and with a handicap placard. I'm like, what if somebody really needed that spot? Everyone just abuses that too. It's just sickening. Everybody's trying to game the system, and I see why half of the country's frustrated with everybody else. No one can follow the rules or respect other people anymore. It's a game where everybody just wants to be their own and do what I want to do and whatever makes me happy and fuck everybody else. I don't know. It's disheartening.
Assholes.
Yeah. So we're in a world of them. It's just ridiculous.
Well, in more pleasant news, your favorite show, I think – I need a credit. I came up with this idea a long time ago, or I'm sure they've had it too, but I think they're finally acting on it. Producers mm-hmm. of The Bachelor are casting senior citizens looking for love for a new dating show.
That'll be canceled in 4 seconds.
No. If the Real Housewives were able to be successful, I think this could be successful too.
Hmm.
No.
If I don't see a lingerie pillow fight, I'm not fucking watching. All right. There you go.
There's a lot of dumb older people as well. It's not exclusive to you.
You're right. They could be fun. That could be funny. You're right. There may be a comedic element to that. I don't watch The Bachelor for funny. I watch it for young girls in lingerie and pillow fights. So there you go.
Sending positive vibes to Rush Limbaugh, the radio personality, has revealed that he is battling advanced lung cancer, which sucks. But let's end things on a really positive note. Former wrestlers Nikki and Brie Bella, the reality stars, revealed recently that they are both pregnant and due less than 2 weeks apart. The sisters.
Wow.
How cute. Mm-hmm. Adorable. That'll be like cousins/siblings. I love that. Let's take mm-hmm. some calls.
All right.
Hi, Perez. Hi, Booker. This is Jackie from Boston. I was just wondering, the Grammys were the other night, and it had a very sad overtone, but part of, I would say, a highlight was the Demi Lovato performance where she sang her song that she wrote just before her overdose last summer. You kind of have caught some heat in the public eye for assuming that she was using again, and it wound up to be unfortunately true. I was just wondering what your thoughts were on that. If you felt, I don't want to say vindicated in any way, but you kind of got lambasted in the press for that, and you wound up to be right. So I just wanted to know your thoughts. Thanks. Love the show. Bye.
Yeah, I was listening. The whole point of the song is I'm crying for help and no one's listening. I saw all the red flags. And I said it on the podcast, and Booker's like, you're an idiot. She has to go out and live her life and have fun and be around this and learn to deal with it and blah, 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 blah. And then, like, shortly thereafter, she has an overdose. So I don't feel vindicated. That's nothing I want to be vindicated from, but I was listening.
Okay. Threw me under the bus, though. I don't know why I had to do that.
Hey, asshole. Yo, Booker. Perez. What's up? Dude, okay, so I've been drinking, but whatever. I've been listening for a long time, whatever. And, yeah, yo, God damn it. Oh, I just wanted to say, okay, so your music recommendations, that's has been on my tip. I've been, like, listening to all your recommendations, but, dude, I can't even think straight right now, but shit, most of the time I agree with Booker.
Great.
Perez,
I got this guy. I don't think he's ever going to get to the point, but thank you for the humorous call. Oh, my God. That was funny.
Hi, Perez. Hi, Booker. I'm from Louisiana, and I'm calling to ask a question. But before I do, I wanted to say that I'm not surprised that a white South African said those racist things, because unfortunately, many white South Africans are racist against the native black people of South Africa, which is ironic because their ancestors are the ones who came from Europe and colonized a black country. Anyway, my question is, did you react to the woman or girl whenever she told you these things? And if so, what did you say? Thanks.
She's talking about that dinner you were at.
Yeah.
In South Africa.
I was more like just listening to her. I don't think I reacted at all.
No need to.
Yeah, I was like, well, what do you say? I don't know. It's not. It wasn't a friend of mine. It wasn't a family member. It was somebody sharing their beliefs. And
yeah.
And it wasn't, I don't know. I didn't want to, I don't know. I didn't say anything.
I had the same experiences when I was in South Africa. And like you, I just kept my mouth shut because it's their culture. I can't, what am I, the goddamn police of the world? Like, if people have their opinions, you have an opinion. I don't understand why you see it that way, but there's a lot of crazy opinions that we have here in America. I mean, look what's happening in this country half the time. Get those people out of here. What do you mean those people? You're one of those people, you dickhead. You're an immigrant yourself. Your grandparents probably came over on a boat. It's stupid. People have their eyes closed through most of their life, and it's unfortunate. What are you going to do? 800-721-1185. We'll attempt this again next week, and listen to us on Spotify, and we thank you for listening.
Have a good one.
Calling all Gleeks.
I'm Kevin McHale.
And I'm Jenna Ushkowitz.
We became best friends on the set of Glee.
And now we're doing the Glee recap podcast you have been waiting for.
How romantic.
Each week we'll take you behind the scenes.
Spill all the Glee tea.
And break down episodes from season one with former cast, crew, producers, and writers that brought the show to life.
I think everyone needs a little more tardy in their lives.
Get new episodes of Showmance every Thursday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and PodcastOne.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.